Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man sentenced for knife threat and probation violation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man, Chauncey Lamoureux, has been sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison for threatening his girlfriend's mother with a knife earlier this year, along with an additional prison term for violating his probation from a previous offense. According to the Gillette News record, Lamoureux pleaded guilty to possession of a deadly weapon with unlawful intent, which was reduced from an aggravated assault charge. District Judge Matthew Castano sentenced him on September 30th to 3 to 5 years in prison to be served consecutively with another 3 to 5 sentence for a 2022 probation violation when he was charged with interference with a peace officer. The incident occurred on March 27th when police responded to a report of Lamoureux threatening his girlfriend's mother while intoxicated. During the altercation, he allegedly grabbed a knife and threatened to skin the woman. With this violation, Lamoureux's total prison time could range from 6 to 10 years. Fatal crash near Ranchester under investigation. A tragic head-on collision near Ranchester on October 7th claimed 2 lives, and authorities are investigating driver inattention and speed as potential factors. The crash involved a 2021 Jeep Gladiator and a 2024 Chevy Silverado on U.S. Highway 14. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the Jeep was heading east when it collided with the westbound Chevy in the eastbound lane. The Jeep's driver, 58-year-old Stephen Paulson of Dayton, Wyoming, was taken to Sheard Memorial Hospital with injuries. The Chevy's driver, 79-year-old John Ori, and his passenger, 73-year-old Jay Foose, both from Florida, died at the scene. The incident marks the 79th and 80th fatalities on Wyoming highways this year, with the investigation ongoing. Last year, the state saw 144 highway fatalities and 134 in 2022. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.